This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My beloved brothers and sisters, the first advice to myself and yourselves is that of the consciousness of Allah. Anittaqullah. To develop taqwa, to develop a relationship with Allah, we are going to return to Allah. We must develop a better relationship with Allah as the days pass. Thereafter, my brothers and sisters, for the last 7 decades, our brothers in Palestine have been suffering aggression. They have been driven out of their homes and their land. They have been killed in the tens of thousands over the decades. Millions of them were forced to leave their homes. This is not something new. This has been happening for more than 7 decades. The people from across the globe, the Zionists, who wanted to create a state for themselves, lied to their people that a people without a state or without a land shall be given a land without a people. Yet, it was not a land without the people or without people. There were people there, but these people do not consider the rest of mankind as people. You will hear their religious men say that they are the only ones who are actually human. The rest were supposed to be dogs and cats and animals, but God did them a favor by making them in the shape of humans so that they can serve them. And these are their teachings, not ours. So they were driven by this falsehood that was fed to them by their leaders, that you shall go to a land without a people. In the meantime, the Palestinians were killed. In fact, initially they were deceived into believing that the people who have come here are looking for refuge. So they actually welcomed them initially as good Muslims. You and I know that we are taught when there is a good Muslim, anyone who is in need, we should reach out to them. We should pray for them. We should help them. We should give them food and drink, no matter who they are. Unfortunately, these people came with deception. The idea was to usurp the land. That land belonged to the Palestinians. And who were the Palestinians? They are people predominantly Muslim, but they had amongst them those Christians and Jewish who were actually Palestinian. And the reason why the bulk of them were Muslim is because over the centuries they became Muslim. A lot of them who have actually done DNA tests have discovered that they have the blood of the original Middle Eastern Jewish people who were in that place. And therefore they became Muslim. The Zionist was not interested in what your roots were. Coming from different parts of Europe and Ukraine and wherever else they came from, America and so on, they were only interested in taking that land for purposes that were actually to usurp the resources that they discovered under the feet of those and to create a base for themselves in the Middle Eastern region and so on. They were never religious reasons in the true sense, but they used religion to manipulate and con their own people. And this is why to this day they say we have a divine right to this land. You and I know we are Muslims. Do you have a divine right to Makkah and Medina just to go there, usurp it by virtue of you being Muslim because our Prophet was in Makkah and Medina? And by the way, we follow Jesus, may peace be upon him, and so do the Christians. Do we have the right to go and claim Bethlehem where he was born? Similarly, we follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do we have the right by virtue of us belonging to a faith to just go and claim the land where our leader was? Today, there are so many other religions. Each one believes they are following the truth. They have their leaders. Do you think that it is okay for anyone who's following a faith to say that wherever my leader is or was, suddenly the land is mine, whoever else is there, I can take it away, I can kill them, usurp the land, drive them out, do whatever I have to. My brothers and sisters, the aggression must stop. The aggression must stop. May Allah Almighty grant them victory, the Palestinians. May the land be returned to the rightful owners like it was in South Africa, in Nigeria, and everywhere else. When the colonialists came, usurped the land. You and I know they killed people. They drove people out of their homes. They claimed land that was not theirs. The wars in some cases lasted hundreds of years. But because it was a war of justice, Allah granted victory and independence to the people, even if it came after 300 years in some cases. May Allah Almighty grant us an understanding. So don't be fooled. Don't let anyone tell you, no, this land belonged to those people. They are not Middle Eastern. You can actually look at them and you can tell. And this is the reason why I've said it in the past and I'm repeating it now, that it is prohibited for an Israeli to actually have a DNA test in Israel. A DNA test, an ancestral DNA test to discover who your ancestors were. And those who did it outside of Israel, they found that they were not connected to that place in any way, shape or form. And this is a fact. There were people who argued with me the last time I said it, and they went back to check it, and it is true. May Allah Almighty protect us. You would only need to do that if you know you have lied and you have based the entire conquering of this whole region and a whole people you drove out based on a lie. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, the only nation or the only group of people, the only place on earth where you find what is known as an iron dome is that place. Why? They know at any given time the truth can come out and people may come back for their land, and they know the truth. The people know the truth around. The Palestinians know the truth. They were driven out of their homes in their millions, wherever they've gone on earth. Do you know they have something known as no right of return, which means you are out, you can never ever come back here. It's ours. How is it yours? Look, the Bible gave it to us. The Bible gave it to us. My brothers and sisters, doesn't the Quran say that Allah will give the whole earth to those who believe? Can I use that verse and claim everything on earth? I cannot do that. So my brothers and sisters, I have chosen to begin this beautiful sermon from this blessed pulpit to conscientize ourselves regarding what is going on. And it is our duty as Muslimin. We feel the pain. Our children are dying. Our babies are dying. Our men and women are dying. The innocent are dying. For them to come out and defend themselves or to try and reclaim what is rightfully theirs, they call it aggression, they call it terrorism, they call it whatever they want to call it, and they keep saying, we have a right to defend, but what about them? They don't have a right to defend. Imagine the criminal is telling you, we have a right to defend. A thief comes to you in your house, steals your whole house, kicks you out of that house. He has a right to defend himself while on stolen property. May Allah Almighty grant us a good solution for this matter and this issue. It's been going on for too long. Everywhere we go, people are making dua. A few days ago, I happened to be in Makkatul Mukarrama by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, I heard so many people crying while in tawaf, while at the Kaaba, while in the Masjidul Haram, saying, oh Allah, help the people of Palestine. Oh Allah, help them, grant them victory, protect their children, grant acceptance to those who have been martyred, and so on. What can we do? We call on our leaders, the governments, to do more to resolve this matter. At times, as lay people, we cannot do much besides dua and perhaps reaching out to them in a humanitarian way. But our leaders, we call on them to solve the matters and the problems and to be able to be just and fair when solving the problems. So much of falsehood is coming from those who have perpetrated the initial aggression, from those who have actually committed the initial crime and have been perpetrating crimes like we've never seen in our history. And this is going on for the last 7 decades. Allahu Akbar Kabira. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, and he tells us very clearly, that the example of the believers is like that of one body. If a single part of the body is in pain, is hurt, is struggling or suffering, the entire body is in pain. And the entire body will go through insomnia. The entire body will be restless. That is the example of the mu'mineen. May Allah Almighty grant us the true feeling for one another. I wish to draw your attention to the duty that I have and you have to reach out to those around us who are struggling. There are people in our communities who cannot afford things. Be charitable, my brothers, my sisters. If Allah has blessed you with something, give it, share it, and Allah will grant you. Look at the muhajirin. When they made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, they arrived in Medina Munawwara. Do you know, no one ever called them refugees. No one ever called them refugees. Because they were taken in a family, took in a family. They shared what they had. They ensured, these are my brothers, my sisters. Let us look after them as though we are brothers. That unity was something brought about by Islam. Today, we may not be asking you to bring in a destitute family into your home, but what we would encourage each other, including myself, is reach out to them at least. Help them. Allah will help you. The day when no dinar and no dirham will be helping, Allah will assist those who have already spent those darahim and dananir in a good cause. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. I call on you to make life easy for those around you. Never be a vehicle of making life difficult for others, because it comes back to us, my brothers and sisters. We make life easy for others. Whoever creates ease for a believer, Allah will create ease for them in this world and in the next. That is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you see someone in a problem, in an issue, someone going through struggles, the minimum you should do, say a good word for them. Pray for them at least. And if you can help them in a bigger way, it will be a bonus to help them in a bigger way. Allah will help you in a bigger way. مَن نَفَّسَ عَمْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. There are many narrations that explain the reward of creating ease in the life of a believer who is struggling and how Allah will create ease for us in the hereafter. Another narration says, in this world and in the hereafter. Would you not like ease in your life? Well then, create ease for others and Allah will create it for you. Sometimes we forget, we take it for granted, and we don't realize our days on earth are numbered. Please pack away as many good deeds as you can before you return and before you meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now we are alive, we are breathing. It is a favor of Allah because He says, إن الله تعالى يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. Allah accepts the repentance of a slave for as long as the slave has not gotten to the point of gharghara, which is the final points of the pangs of death, when you're about to leave, your soul is about to leave the body and depart from this world. Until that point, there is hope. I seek the forgiveness of Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive the congregation. Oh Allah, forgive the Muslimin and Muslimat. Oh Allah, forgive those who are alive and those who passed on. Oh Allah, grant us all forgiveness. We ask Allah to be pleased with us. And the way to achieve the pleasure of Allah is to abstain from prohibition and to fulfill the obligations. As you know, we are human beings. We falter. We may fall into something that is prohibited. Allah has taught us, if you want the pleasure of mine, seek forgiveness, turn to me. Increase your acts of worship automatically. Allah will help you to decrease the wrongdoings. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah, the pillar of Islam, when fulfilled in the correct way, and when one enjoys it and engages in it for the sake of Allah and is connected to it, it will automatically create a barrier between you and that which is immoral and that which is sinful. It will automatically create a barrier. If you want the help of Allah, be regular with your 5 daily prayers. Come what may, you pray. Come what may, you pray. You have a weakness, you still pray. You've done something wrong, don't forget your prayer. You may not have been dressing appropriately at times because some people are still struggling with their hijab and with whatever they are supposed to be dressing with. If you are struggling still when it comes time for salah, do not leave that salah. I'm not saying it's not important to address the issue of hijab. It is important. But a way to get there is to ensure that you have started somewhere. Salah is the key. And inshallah, you will open the door by the will of Allah. Because Allah gives you a connection. Once you are connected with Allah, everything else becomes easy. When you look at others, you look at them with the eyes of love. You do not look at anyone with the eyes of envy and jealousy. You do not create problems in society and community. You do not deceive people, because a believer does not deceive anyone. You don't cause that which will harm others or do something that will create loss intentionally, because you're a believer. You know, if someone has, I'm happy. If I have, I am happy. I will spend. And if Allah has used me to spend, I consider myself gifted. Because Allah only accepts the wealth of those whom He loves. Whenever you see a good cause, don't think that the good cause will depend on you alone. But rather the good cause, Allah has allowed it to be there in order to give an opportunity for you and I to be a part of it. So if you see a good cause, try and be a part of it, even if it is in a small way. You never know which cause would actually multiply in reward more than anything else. You ask a businessman from amongst us, he will tell you, I like to have a share in so many businesses. And the one share that I was not expecting to be profitable is my most profitable business. That's what they will say. Subhanallah. Why? Because Allah gave them blessings in one thing they didn't imagine. An even greater example is that of investing for the hereafter. You never know which of the deeds are going to bear the biggest fruit. Sometimes you do something small, and on the day of judgment, Allah will show it to you. And He will say, because of this deed, I give you Jannah. It will happen. It's a struggle of yours, perhaps. It is something you quit for the sake of Allah. Look at the ahadith and the narrations where kindness was shown to animals and people achieved forgiveness and reward, and they achieved Jannatul Firdaus. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's favor upon us is tremendous. May Allah Almighty bless every one of us. May Allah Almighty make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah make it easy for our brothers and sisters across the globe. It does not mean that today we address the issue of Palestine, that there are no other Muslims across the globe struggling. There are people struggling all over. There are people struggling today in Sudan, in Congo, and the list goes on and on and on. May Allah create ease for all of them. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnati wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal hikmati aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.